Manu Patra alerts dated 2 December 2019. Supreme Court has refused to hear a petition filed by Tamil actor Mansoor Ali Khan which claimed that the electronic voting machines can be tampered with. The court did not find any merit in the petition and refused to hear the case. Supreme Court has partially allowed a plea by Malayalam actor Dilip and granted him access to a memory card of a mobile phone in the 2017 actress assault case. The court ruled that a memory card shall be considered as document under the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, access of which must be given to an accused if the prosecution has relied on such an evidence. Supreme Court has sought response from Indian Police Service Officer Rajiv Kumar on Central Bureau of Investigation's appeal challenging the anticipatory bail granted to him in the multi-crore Sarada Chit Fund scam case. The court, while issuing notice to Kumar, told the Solicitor General that the agency has to convince the top court why custody of the former Kolkata Police Commissioner was needed in the case. Supreme Court has rejected a plea by a Shiv Sena voter to stop the Sena, Nationalist Congress Party and Congress to form a government, saying constitutional courts in a democracy cannot curtail the right of a political party to form alliances. Supreme Court has ruled that the criminal record of a juvenile could not be an obstacle for getting a government job and other benefits after the person becomes an adult. This observation was made while maintaining that no stigma should be attached to a person for offences committed as a child. Supreme Court has noted that medical evidence suggesting a victim of sexual assault to be habituated to sex was no ground for a High Court to grant bail to an accused in a rape case. Supreme Court has set up a 6-member committee of experts to appraise the effect of spray of disinfectants in their planes while passengers are on board. The court agreed with the central government that a wider consultation by the panel comprising experts on vector-borne diseases is required to comprehensively investigate the subject matter and submit its report within 2 months. Top court has taken on record a confidential probe report filed by a special investigation team on 186 cases of the 1984 anti-Sikh riots. The SIT was set up by the court in January last year to investigate these cases, which were closed by an earlier probe team. Delhi High Court has issued notice to the National Law University, Delhi, NLUD, on a petition seeking removal of Professor G.S. Bajpayee, Registrar of NLUD, alleging misconduct, abuse of public office and nepotism. The court also sought response from Mr. Bajpayee and other officials of the university on the plea, which has also alleged arbitrary exercise of power with respect to admissions and appointments in the university. Bombay High Court has upheld the jail term of 60 days imposed by a lower court in a case of rash and negligent driving against a rickshaw driver who caused the death of a police constable in 2014. Bombay High Court has set aside an order of the National Company Law Tribunal, Mumbai, by which it had admitted an insolvency petition against Rolta India and had appointed an insolvency resolution professional. Delhi High Court has directed that all its employees will be paid an equal amount of clothing and dress maintenance allowance, saying there is no justification for discrimination. The court dismissed the explanation given by the counsel representing the High Court that officials directly assisting judges inside courts are required to maintain decorum and discipline of the court by wearing the prescribed uniform. Securities and Exchange Board of India has slapped a fine of 2 lakh rupees on Unitech Limited for making wrong disclosure with regard to shareholding pattern of some promoters. It was alleged that Unitech made incorrect disclosure about shareholding of some promoters in the quarter ended September 2008 and December 2008. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has rejected a petition filed by one of its BMW India's former dealers alleging abuse of dominant position. The tribunal has upheld the earlier order passed by Fair Trade Regulator Competition Commission of India, which had also dismissed Parsoli Motors' plea on 30 May 2018.